Good day to you. Here are three things in Isaiah chapters 49 and 50. Chapter 49, the first part of the chapter, really is a second servant song. And the Lord's servant saves the nations. And in the opening verses, it's a call out to the people's surrounding. And it talks about Jesus and the revealing of Jesus, that he was like a concealed in the Lord's quiver, and then he was revealed like a polished arrow. And in Jesus, he says, "You are my servant Israel, in whom I will display my splendor." In Jesus, we see the glory of God. The glory of God in his great love for the world, for people, to save people. And he says later in verse 6, the Lord said of Jesus, "It is too small a thing that you should just be my servant to raise up only the tribes of Jacob." Think about that. It is too small a thing for Jesus just to be a savior for the Jewish nation. He is to be a savior for the whole world, as God's great love is for the whole world. And really, these verses, if you think about them more, we get the mindset of Jesus and the thoughts of Jesus, and how at times it seemed like his ministry was in vain, his work was in vain, and yet the Lord revealed him to us as our Savior, and to be a light for the nations, so that my salvation, he says, end of verse 6, will be known to the ends of the earth. And in so doing, we see verse 10, what that saving results in. "They will not hunger and they will not thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun will strike them, because the one who shows them mercy will lead them. He will guide them beside springs of water." The context of Isaiah, in these chapters, he's comforting God's people that the Lord will deliver them. This is not a deliverance. This is more than deliverance from the hands of the Babylonians and restoring to their home. This is a restoration to heaven. These words are echoed in Revelation chapter 7, in talking about Jesus, the shepherd who will lead them, those that have washed and made white in the robes or in the blood of Jesus. So that's my number one. Number two takes a few verses down to verses 14 and 15. "But Zion said, 'The Lord has abandoned me. The Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not show mercy to the son from her womb? Even if these women could forget, I will never forget you.'" As God's people, the remnant, remained in Babylon or saw the destruction of Jerusalem, they could think that the Lord had forgotten them. The Lord didn't care. The Lord had abandoned them. So we might think too, as we see the things happen around us, the Lord has abandoned us. The Lord has forgotten us. And he reminds us and them, this is not the case. And he points to a woman, a mother. Can a woman forget her nursing child? Can a woman really forget the child that she bore? Even God says, even if she could, I will never forget you. Something is so unlikely as a woman just forgetting that she had a child and she gave birth. That's so unlikely. Even more unlikely, it will not happen that God will forget you. He will never forget you, he says. And what a joy that is as we live our life, knowing that our God will not ever forget us. And that takes us into chapter 50 for my number three. Chapter 50, the verses 4 to 11 is often titled the third servant song. And the Lord's servant is vindicated as the heading given the Bible that I'm looking at. And I want to focus especially on verse 6. This is again talking about Jesus. "I submitted my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from disgrace and from spit. The Lord will help me, so I will not be disgraced." When we hear these words, our minds take us to the beating and the cruel mockery that Jesus received at the hands of his own people in his crucifixion. Jesus submitted all of that, and yet he did not hide his face from that. He didn't turn his back. He kept going for you and for me. And the Lord God did help him. The Lord, his life was over on the cross, and yet the Lord did not allow him to be disgraced in death forever as he rose from the dead. Our Savior bore the back of our sins for us. He bore suffering for us so that we might have life with him forever. Those are my three things on Isaiah 49 and 50. Look for more later on today.